Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast program. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your peers on the entrepreneurial journey of self-discovery, leadership revolution, and life success. Learn something new from our mentoring conversation today. All right. Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in this week. Say, Rick Macias is back with us for a second conversation. He's the director, sales trainer, and coach for the Sales Board in Minneapolis, Minnesota, a sales training and consulting firm that offers the Action Selling Program. You're going to learn more about that in a few minutes. Rick brings over 20 years of experience in sales, as well as over 7 years of sales training and coaching in many industries. He has experience facilitating workshops that range from 5 to 45 people and has experience as a speaker for groups as large as 3,000 people. After consistently demonstrating the ability to rise to the top in a selling environment, he advanced to divisional sales trainer with a national company and has been helping individuals and companies all around the country to achieve increased sales revenues through the way they sell. Most recently, Rick has been a successful seller and trainer of the Action Selling Communication Process, and we would like to bring that to you on June 19th. We are doing a We Mentor mini lab. So I have a longer program. It's called We Mentor Entrepreneurial Leadership and Mentoring Labs. And so we've got, you know, 24 sessions that I meet within a small group. And we do a deep dive into the emotional landscape of what people are experiencing in their business and their leadership. We sort out what's working, what isn't working, and then we strategize and figure out a path forward. So I've got a really well-designed curriculum and have been doing it for years. And I would like to give people an opportunity. I used to, many years ago, run monthly, what I called synergy sessions, and then I moved it to quarterly. I just took it to a college level and so was so absorbed in teaching there that I just saw individual clients and did very few groups. But I really like I've been getting feedback that the We Mentor mini lab is really a fun opportunity to go in depth with one particular topic. And I can bring like Rick Macias here. Hi, mm-hmm. Rick.
Hi.
I can bring you in and we can do something fun together.
Definitely.
So the title of the mini lab is Yin and Yang of Increasing Revenue in Today's Economy. So we're going to help you to upscale your sales process. And it's $79. It's very, you're going to get so much big bang for your buck. We want to help you be more profitable and feel good about it. So June 19th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., make sure that you sign up and we'll give, So we already gave away, you know, books last time, so
yep.
We can't do it again.
Bottom line is be there or be square.
Yeah, that's right. There it is. So in our first conversation, we were talking a lot about our emotions, mm-hmm. and we were talking about the difference between the fear of success and the fear of failure.
Yes.
And how are you feeling right now?
Well, a lot more, not so much fear of failure. I mean, when we met the last time, I was, you know, certainly nervous about, I want to be able to bring value to your
yes,
listeners.
Sure.
And, you know, so there was that fear of failure of, could I really do that? And you started off first, which was wonderful, about your fear of success.
Yeah.
So no surprise here that we're calling our mini lab the yin and yang, because you and I definitely seen the bee yin and yang.
That's right.
But, well, you go ahead and say what we realized afterwards about what that did emotionally by you as a respectful guest, our host of having me, were also revealed your feelings. You didn't just ask me to reveal mine, and that brought us some real progress. But
yeah.
That's for you to talk about.
Absolutely. And I wanted to add that when I saw Oprah Winfrey for her talk show, that was like huge. Like for 25 years, while she was running your show, I studied her. I have her, you know, anything she produced, I bought. Because I just thought she was the most amazing person. She kept true to herself. Mm-hmm. She didn't sell out, which is what I felt like, you know, there was a transition in our society going on with women in the workplace, mm-hmm. in that it was really important for women to not play in the man's world, but really, you know, can we be ourselves and be in the working world in a wide variety of settings and feel like we're true to ourselves? And so anyway, she has been part of my progress in getting over the fear of success.
Wonderful.
Because she just kept putting herself out there. But we were both, you had said in particular that your feelings had changed so much because we talked about it.
Yes.
So it wasn't like our feelings, we were trying to keep them down and then they get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
What we were trying to do was when we talked about it, we just let it go. So yeah. Then any of the negative feelings that we were experiencing kind of left our bodies and our mind. Mm-hmm. And we actually got into a really fun conversation.
We did. I was amazing. It was like a pressure relief valve of sorts, but a pressure release that was controlled and positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was freeing. I mean, for me,
yeah.
It made me feel more comfortable and freeing.
Good. And like we could get into the groove of
yes.
your life and talking about your life. I mean, the transition that you went through when you were born in New York, mm-hmm. and then at age 6, you moved to Florida. And your dad wasn't able to join you right away, mm-hmm. for 8 or 9 months. And you talked a little bit about the pain of that and how difficult it was. And mm-hmm. you had some physical reactions to it.
Yeah.
Your stomach was hurting.
Yeah.
And you wanted your mom close to you,
mm-hmm.
Which is a part of a comfort, self comfort and compassion. You needed a lot of that because you were missing your dad.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And your family's still close, and you admire your dad a lot for the risks that he's taken in his career. And it seems like he's been a very strong inspiration for you in your own career. It's just showed up differently as far as your risk-taking.
Yes, definitely.
Why don't you share a little more about that?
Well, it's one of those things where I don't know why most of my life I feel that as I'm going through a hard time or reaching out, right, stretching stretch goals, if you will, or getting out of your comfort zone would be the better way to put it when you take on a new job or a new responsibility within a job.
Yeah.
I always felt that I couldn't do it on my own, that I needed people there. But yet when I look back, I always realize, well, but I pretty much was doing it on my own. So I think at a subconscious level, one, how the last time I talked about, you know, my father just always did it.
Yeah.
He did what he needed to do. I guess somehow subconsciously I must have been doing that and not realizing that maybe I was as independent as I was being. I mean, you know, moving up here to Minnesota and not having really a circle of friends or family.
Yeah.
And yet to still accomplish, this is where I've accomplished most of my career successes. So.
What drew you to Minnesota?
Oh, a woman, Nancy.
Okay, that must be Deb.
No, actually, no. It was another woman who I think I needed to meet her so that I could meet Deb.
Oh, interesting.
Because of that other gal that I followed up here, I ended up meeting Deb. So yeah, they say things happen for a reason, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Big smile on your face. So
yes.
It's a good relationship. You've been in a long time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Any children?
No, that didn't unfortunately happen for us. So instead, we decided to bring little dogs into our house and spoil them. So that's to get out that nurturing parenting feel.
Yeah.
I guess. And they've actually enriched our lives. I mean, I would have, before I ever had dogs in my house, if somebody told me that the dogs enriched their lives and took the place of children, I'd have thought they were crazy until I actually experienced it myself.
Yeah, and like you do agility training and yeah. Right? You take them on different about that a little bit.
Well, yeah, for right from day one, my wife always grew up with dogs and I had some pets growing up, don't get me wrong. I mean, my first job ever was in a pet shop for
Oh, really?
For goodness sakes.
Wow.
So I've always loved pets, been around different pets and animals, but just felt we were busy with work and our sports and our travels that I didn't feel it was right to bring a dog into the house because I didn't feel we could give it the time necessary. So long story short, when I, as Deb would say, it took her 6 years to get me to agree. But once I did, I said, well, okay, if we bring a dog into the house, I don't want the poor dog's life to just be waiting around for food or for us to come home.
Yeah.
We've got to give it attention. And I didn't know what that would look like until one day I was channel surfing. This was while we were waiting to get the dog, and I saw this sport of agility where dogs and their handlers traverse an obstacle course together. And I thought, no, that looks like a great thing to do with the dog.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's how I got into it.
Oh, very cool. And what led you to Action Selling and the sales board? Are they, so they're, tell us, I'm still a little confused. Like,
okay.
The sales board is the company?
Yes, and that's a common, yes, that's very common, actually. We joke about that in the office that maybe we have an identity crisis. But yes, the name of the company is the sales board.
Yeah.
The idea of that there are high-level executives and accomplished salespeople available that are able to consult and teach and coach sales leaders and sales teams at other organizations. So that's hence the name, the sales board.
Okay.
However, the product that our chairman and founder has authored is Action Selling, which is a communication process to use in a selling environment.
Yeah.
That being said, so much like so many things we learn in our lives, I think it transcends almost any relationship or communication that you might be in with somebody. Really, it really does. So it's just at its very heart is the basic psychology or nature of how people make decisions and how another person can communicate with them to help guide them through that and to make sure we're on the same page or in sync with an individual we're communicating with. And let's face it, it seems like today, if you just think in terms of life in general, it seems like so many, well, there's even been jokes about it, right? Wars or arguments start over just simple miscommunications or understandings.
Yeah, always.
So if you think about it, when you're having a selling communication or interaction with somebody, if you want it to be have a successful outcome in your favor, you need to be communicating properly and on the right page with that individual, or things can be misconstrued or misunderstood, or probably more often than that, just not conveyed or communicated. Or to your point, Nancy, the way you do a wonderful job of bringing out individuals' emotions into conversations, the communication process that we teach really does that. And I think maybe I just realized that now in the midst of our conversation.
Okay.
Wow. I kind of rambled there. Did I even answer your question?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And I wanted to point out that Dwayne Sparks is the founder of the sales board.
Yes.
And he also wrote the new Action Selling book, How to Sell Like a Professional, Even If You Think You Are One.
Yes.
That's kind of funny. And you and I met at the Professional Sales Association where you talked about the Action Selling process.
Yes.
And getting to know you better, I mean, I really see you kind of live in the process.
Oh, well, that's good to hear, because to me, I think that's the biggest compliment I can get. I mean, I'm not trying to sell you or the audience or anything, but yes, I mean, that when I am in a selling situation, we do use the Action Selling communication process to sell our programs and our process. And that is really the biggest compliment any of us at our organization ever get, is when someone at some point in the conversation inevitably makes a comment that they realized we're using our process. And, you know, why I know the process works, so why wouldn't I use it?
Yeah.
So thank you. Exactly. That is a wonderful compliment.
Cool.
I appreciate that.
And the five, can we do maybe the five buying decisions?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
But before we do that, you've been at other companies and you are actually in another industry that you're very passionate about. Yeah. And maybe share a little bit about that.
Certainly. You know, in the whole scheme of things, the quick answer, the 30,000 foot view, as people like to say nowadays, that got me to action selling is my grandparents.
Oh, really?
If you figure that one out, right? And and really, that's more of the butterfly effect.
Okay.
Right, you know, that, don't bear with me, I've never read the book, but I've heard people talk about it, where somewhere in one continent in the world, a butterfly can flap its wings and that stirs a little bit of air. And before you know it, it's generated this mass. And you're shaking your head over there like you've heard of that, right?
Yeah.
Well, so I'm up here in Minnesota. My grandparents are in Florida in this assisted living community that they had to move into, and they're not real happy about it. And I go down to visit. And before we were going to go out and about, while I'm talking to them in the foyer, because I wanted to spend some time and really learn about what is this assisted living thing all about.
Yeah.
You know how you can notice when someone is staring at you. And so I look up, and there's these two other residents that lived in this assisted living community. You could just see it in their eyes, longingly looking over there, thinking, wow. I mean, it was just in their eyes. And then what their eyes were saying to me was, I wish someone was visiting me right now.
Oh.
Right? And that would just...
Lonely.
Really? Oh, it was so sad. It really touched my heart. And I came home and told my wife, I said, you know, I shared my experience and said, if I ever have an opportunity to volunteer or do something with seniors in that setting, I would do it. And I think it was within the year I was laid off from a job, and I went down to the closest assisted living community that they had built by my house. And I thought, oh boy, this, you know, middle-aged guy walking in the door saying he wants to volunteer his time with senior people. I thought they were going to think I was some kind of weird freak or something, and they were going to call the cops. And just the opposite, they tackled me like, yes, we need your help. When can you be here? And I had a blast.
Oh.
And so I was looking for other work, and at a party months down the road, a friend says, Rick, all you do is talk about how much you enjoy working with these folks. Won't you get a job in that industry? And so I did. And so, long story short, because of my sales background, I was selling the communities. You know, if you yourself, Nancy, or anybody who's listening, you know, there comes a point where parents or grandparents need assistance beyond what you can offer. And there's these wonderful communities where they can go live. Well, that being said, there's a lot of them to choose from. And so my job was, when a family compared ours to everyone else's, that I would get them and their mother or father or grandparent, whomever, to choose our place. So, and I was just an average salesperson. I held my own, but I wasn't a top star until I went through a particular training program that they offered.
Sure.
And then I rose to the top.
Oh.
And then it was a large national company that had its own training group. I mean, it was six or seven of us around the country. And so I was tapped on the shoulder based on my production and my enthusiastic, positive nature at the training sessions that was witnessed. They asked me to apply for the job. And so I traveled nine states, you know, 4 out of 5 weeks on the road doing this, which was rough. And then someone approached me and gave me the opportunity to do the same work locally.
Okay.
And it was a tough decision, but I made the change and found myself traveling again, to grow the business, and just was looking around to see if maybe there was a way. I loved the whole sales training because, like I said, I was an average salesperson. And then when I got some help on sales process and how to properly communicate, and I rose to the top, that was a wonderful feeling.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden I'm getting the opportunity to help others get those aha moments and those advancements and get to see them get excited about a way that they can grow professionally and do an even stronger job.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And so when I was searching for that and I came across the action selling process, it really paralleled very closely to what I had been taught and my style. And I thought, well, this is great. They're located right in my backyard. And it works for all industries, not even just senior housing. And so, yeah, I still travel for work, but I can pick and choose how much. I don't travel near as much. I still get to work with folks and coach them and train them on a sales process that brings them success.
Yeah.
And so that's what I enjoy doing. Long story short, again, I started rambling. I don't know if I answered your question. But
yes,
yeah,
you're not rambling.
You're
giving us some more information about your background and what the importance of action selling.
Yes, it's phenomenal. It's a fantastic, straightforward process. So I get excited when I can bring it to others and see them get excited and then, more importantly, have success with it.
Sure. And the five buying decisions?
Oh, yes. That was your original question.
Well, I said first we wanted to track your
oh,
steps.
Oh, good. So I'm not quite off the rails.
No, you're
this
not.
This is good.
You're
yes.
Totally in the inside the rails.
Okay, good. So yes, the five buying decisions really, so there's five decisions that anybody works through, whether it be consciously or, in my opinion, probably even more subconsciously.
Yeah.
When they make any kind of a purchasing decision, or even if it's just making a decision about things even. And first and foremost is that of, you know, in this, for the sake of action selling, that of the salesperson, or just basically whomever it is that you're talking with that's trying to sell you an idea or change your mind, whatever it might be, or help you make some kind of a decision, is you've got to first feel comfortable. You want to talk about emotions, Nancy, right? They need to first feel comfortable with this individual.
Yeah.
And when we're talking in the world of sales, it's, you know, does this person, you know, do they know what they're talking about? Are they sincere? You know, can I trust them? Do they truly have my best interest at mind? So before somebody can even start to assess your company, Nancy, or the service that you offer, they have to first feel comfortable with you. So
yeah.
We call that the first buying decision. They have to be sold on you as an individual.
Yeah.
And then after that, then they start asking themselves about the individual's organization that they're aligned with, right? And, you know, what kind of services or products does that company offer? You know, what's their reputation? Are their values in line with mine? An individual, again, whether it be at a subconscious or a conscious level, they ask themselves these questions, and they need to feel comfortable with that before they can then decide to actually look at what is the product or service that
yeah.
you're offering or recommending.
Yeah.
And then once someone decides, yes, this is something I want, and they say it makes the world go round, it's about price.
Yeah.
You know, what kind of investment do they have to make, whether it be financially or from a time perspective? Meaning, is it their time? How much time do they have to invest to have the deeper conversation with you to figure this out? Or maybe it's simply, okay, it comes down to the dollars and cents, and what is that amount? And once they realize that there's value there and it's realistic, then it's just a matter of, is this the right time to move forward or not?
Yeah.
So those are the five buying decisions, and they occur not only in that order, but in any separate interaction they exist.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you and I met and I was presenting, we were talking about a sales cycle, and there's a lot of times numerous conversations or even within one conversation, certain steps or milestones or agreements that need to be reached. And anytime a new conversation takes place, these five decisions are being reassessed once again in a person's mind. So as a salesperson, that's where our communication process comes in. Once we have that understanding, is to be able to communicate in a way that you're in step or in sync with that individual and actually can help guide them.
Yeah.
Those buying.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, everyone has an opportunity who would like to join us. Well, actually, 30 people have an opportunity. But if we have a long list of people beyond the 30 that would like to take this, we can maybe offer it again. So Rick and I are, Rick's going to go through the process. And we're also going to talk about how is that working for webinars, or what does it look like in a webinar? What are the five buying things? And we'll have some examples of that. Mm-hmm. And also we'll study your companies ahead of time. So we'll be versed in the industry that you're in, so we can bring applicable examples to you about that. So it's the We Mentor Mini Lab. If you're in Minnesota, or if you really, really want to fly in for this, you're welcome to do so. June 19th. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll be in St. Louis Park, and we're Rick and I are going to do a Facebook Live event and invite you also in for that. And it's $79. You can go to www.wementor.com and click on the buy button and plunk in the $79 amount. And you can either pay through PayPal or through your own credit card. And you can sign up for our event. So you can learn about the yin and yang of increasing revenue in today's economy. And we'll help you upscale your sales process so it makes sense for you and the people that are your clients or end users. All right. We'll see you next Monday. Thanks, Rick, for being here. This was awesome.
Thanks for inviting me in. It was a great time.
Well, thanks for sharing about yourself and being vulnerable. I really appreciate that. It made for a deeper conversation.
I agree. Thank you.
Yeah. And Mike Cabea, sound engineer, videographer, photographer, woo! Brother from another mother. We'll see you next week.